Today's share in Mishneh Berurah Yomi is Daf Zayin Omud Beis in Mishneh Berurah Volume 2. And we're in the middle of Simen Kuf Chav Ches. And we're at the very bottom of Daf Zayin Omud Aleph at Sif Lamed, the last few words on the previous Daf. And the Mechaber starts off and he says, we're learning the halachas of Duchening still. Mi Shiei Shlo Mum Befanov Obiyadav. If a person has some sort of a blemish on either his face or his hands, for example, Kigon. Shehem, Ohaknios, Oakumos, Oakushos. We'll explain these words momentarily. These are three types of blemishes, which the Ramah now explains. Bohaknios, Pirish, Minegalovon, some sort of white spots on either the face or the hands. The Rashi, Pirish, Lintlish Balaz. Rashi explains that it's a foreign language word, which we'll see what that means in the Mishneh Berurah. And he says, Akumos, the next word, is Kfufos, they're bent. And Akushos means that they're turned, Litzididehem, to their sides. That's the first pshat that he brings down. Then the Ramah says, Vaharan perish, the Ran explains, Akumos means, Shinis akma yodo achorinis, it's your hand is bent backwards. Akushos means, Sheini yochol lechalik etzbeosav, a person who has somehow webbed fingers, he's not able to separate the fingers of his hands. In any event, whatever these blemishes are, there's bohaknios, akumos, and akushos, the Mechaber continues and he says, if a kohen has such blemishes, lo yiso es kapov, he's not allowed to duchen. Why? Because everybody's going to be looking at him and they won't be able to concentrate on the duchening. The Mechaber continues and he says, the same thing would apply if a person has blemishes on his feet. But below, that's in a place, of course, where his feet would be visible, his legs would be visible, where they go up in duchen without wearing socks or some sort of footwear. Furthermore, the Mechaber says, if somebody has some sort of a discharge that flows down either from his nose or maybe from his eyes onto his beard, or his eyes are tearing, all of these situations as well, you can't go up in duchen. Likewise, if a blind person has a blindness in one eye, he also can't duchen. The Farshim will explain the Bir Halacha over here in Dibur Masro, V'chein Suma B'yachas, says, Poshut the Davka im Smiuso Nikar, V'yavo L'stakabo. It has to be that there's some blemish with the eye that makes him blind in that eye that is recognizable. The old Moshe Dayan patch, because there's something clearly wrong with that eye that's visible to everybody else. That's why he can't go up. Avolim Ein Samiuso Nikar L'Nashim. If the person just happens to have lost vision in that eye, he has some sort of an illness, but the eye looks perfectly fine. For example, Kamoshe Motze Mine Sum Shinem Keine Sharbine Adam. A person who happens to just have that vision in that one eye, but otherwise would not be recognizable as being a blind person. So the Chafetz Chaim says, in that situation, it would be mutif him to duchen. So all of these blemishes that we're talking about here, the face, the hands, the legs, the eyes, they all have to be visible, and if they're recognizable, because they'll disturb the person's concentration who are seeing this, lo yisos kapo, that type of a kohen is not allowed to go and duchen. However, the Mechaber then qualifies all of this and says, v'mhoya dosh biro, if he's well known, if he's already seen so often in the city that nobody's going to give him a second glance, the hainu shem regilim bo, that means that they're used to him. Umakir makol sheyesh bo osu amum, and everybody's familiar with him that has that mum, and they don't give it second notice, then that kohen would be allowed, yisok kapov, he would be allowed to go in duchen. And this is true, afilu usum b'shteinav, even if he's blind in both eyes, that isn't a tour, an exemption, or a disallowance to allow him to go in duchen. Finally, the Mechaber continues and he says, V'chol sheshor b'ir shloshim yom, mikre dosh b'iro. And anybody who has already lived in the city for 30 days is considered that everybody knows him. He's dosh b'iro, he's well known in that city, and if he has any of these blemishes, he would be allowed to duchen. But that is v'daf kabiro, that's only in that city. Alavim holech b'yakroi l'irach eretz, but if he goes and travels on an occasion to another city where they don't know him so well, v'shar shom shloshim yom, and even if he stays there 30 days, lo, because he's not living in that city, and therefore he's not considered a resident member of that city, that people would be used to him, even though he happens to have been there for 30 days. V'afilu lo bo lo dushom liyos b'mnei ha'ir. And likewise, if a person travels to another place, but he doesn't plan on residing there, ela bo liyos shom milamid or sofer, he's going to either be an educator, a teacher of some sort, or a sofer, a scribe, or mishareis, shano, chatzi shano, he's going there to be a servant or some sort of a worker for a year or a half a year, choshev dosh b'iro b'shloshim yom. Then, even though he's planning on coming back, since he'll be there for a significant amount of time, a year or a half a year, so then he's considered already well-known to the people in that city if he lives there for a 30-day period of time. Now, that was a very long Mechaber. Let us go back now and catch up on all the Mishneh Berurahs that we missed. But first, we'll start off with the Chafetz Chaim in the Bir Halacha, beginning on the bottom of Zayin Omud Aleph, in Dibra Maskel, Mi Shiei Shlomum. The Chofetz Chaim writes, Ein in the Taz, look in the Taz, Shekosav, who writes, the Kol Hano, all of these individuals, She'enom, Nos, and Kapayim, who aren't allowed to go in Duchen because of the blemishes that we just said, what should they do? Tzrich Lelech, Vives, Knesset, Vishas, Duchen. They shouldn't be in the shul when they're going up to Duchen. When the Kohanim go up to Duchen, they should leave the shul beforehand. In order that though lemru olav ben gerushahu, so people shouldn't say about him, oh, he's in shul and he's not duchening, it must be because he's not a kosher or kohen. However, the El Yerabah is megangen b'zeh, and the chayin primogodim, they also, the El Yerabah and the primogodim both say they're not sure that this taz is right, v'docho rayosov, and they disagree with the taz. And likewise, the Sefer Nar Shalom is also cholik on the taz. All of these say, the chol elu nikorim hem b'mumon, all of these people, there's no chashash that people are going to say they're a ben gerusha. Everybody knows they have some sort of a mum. That's why it's a visible, recognizable mum. V'lo asu lemut tim toy, and they're not going to go and make a mistake. Say about this kohen that he is a ben gerusha. And therefore, l'kach stamu ha-poskim v'lo-tzuchu osu l'tzeis. And that's why the poskim over here did not insist that this kohen with the blemish leave the shul prior to the ritzei, before they ask him to go up there, because nobody will think he's a ben grusha if he doesn't go up there. And this is, in fact, the opinion of the Magen Avraham as well. However, the Chofetz Chaim concludes, abimei shalav kuliyam adina gimire. Not every single person in the shul is a big Talmud Chacham and knows that a blemish or a mum of some sort forbids the Kohen from going up to Duchen. And they may say that, oh, it must be that he's not a kosher Kohen. So therefore, the Chofetz Chaim concludes, Efshar shetov yosef sheyetzu lechutz kidas taz. He says, even though we may not paskin like the Taz, what the Taz is saying, that people will think that he's a ben grusha, is a very significant possibility. So it's better for the Kohen with the blemish to leave the shul before the other Kohanim go up to Duchen. Finally, he concludes, the Prichodesh writes, Kol hani damrina lo yale, all of these individuals that we said should not go up to Duchen, im ola lo yeri. But if they did go up to Duchen, they don't have to be brought down. They don't have to be told, no, you're not allowed to Duchen. Tisha footer number 123 writes, what happens if people ask this Kohen with a blemish to go up in Duchen? Or he's in a base Knesset where there are only people with blemishes, they're all psulim. And when the Chazan calls out Kohanim, obviously his kavon is on these people with blemishes. So the Mishnah Berurah writes earlier in Sivkot and Yud Beis that they still shouldn't go up. Lo yale. V'afa bikein ain't over b'asei, and the Kohen in this situation is not over in asei, because the Chachamim have the power to prevent him from going up to Duchen in this situation. However, if there are no other Kohanim over there, so the Mishnah Berurah also said, he should ideally leave before Ritzei, because it's really a rabbinical enactment that he shouldn't go up there in Duchen, so therefore it's better not to have him be over the Asay, even with the permission of the rabbi, it's better for him to go out before Ritzei, and therefore he's not Mechuyev min Doraisa to go up there in Duchen. Mishnah Berurah in Sivkot and Kuvches explains what bohaknios means. He says they're on the face or on the hands. V'amenumar binikudos dakos lavonos. This is talking about a person who has spots, white spots on his hands or his face, small little spots. V'osam hamenumarim binikudos dakos, and those spots that we're talking about over here, shekorin zumer shprekliken, which in the Targum it explains is some sort of summer spots. Im shchiach sham, if most of the people have it in this place, ah, the low heavy rove, even if it's not the majority of the people, there's just a lot of people that have this, then Yisos Kapav, he would be allowed to go and Duchen. Sivkot and Kuftes, the Mishnah Berurah writes, the reason he shouldn't go up and Duchen is people will look at his hands or his face or this blemish, Shudav HaMasmiah, because it's something unusual and people will be puzzled and interested in looking at it. They won't be able to concentrate or they'll lose their concentration on the bracha that's being given to them by the Kohanim. Sivkot and Yud Kuf Yud, the Mishnah Berurah writes, Bote Shokayim, Hainu Kein Puzmako Shalonu. He's not wearing socks like we wear in our days, some sort of sock. Dirshu footnote number 118 writes, and even if he were to wear socks, so the Shelus Achuva Sigrus Moshe, Moshe finds his Atzal writes, Shemashim Yiloshan Shulchan Shain Zemoel. Wearing socks won't help, because if most people aren't wearing socks, and he is wearing socks, that's going to even bring more attention to his blemish, and it will cause people to lose their concentration. The Chofetz Chaim in Shaar HaTzion in Sifkot and Pehei writes that what is that foreign word that Rashi used, this lintelish? He says, it's this min nega lovon. And in Yishu footnote 117, he brings down from the Maxis HaShekel that this is nekudos ka'adashim adum mikitzas, that it's a little bit of a reddish color over here, like the size of a lentil. And between two lentils, you have some sort of a whiteness over there, and that's why it's called these bohaknios. Sivkatan Kuf Yud Aleph, the Mishnah Berurah writes, however, if people are familiar with him, then he would be allowed to go up and duchen, explaining, Dahatam, the mum posel befon of Yod Viraglov, v'chein b'cholhani, hu mishum d'chashinu shistaklebo. The reason why these blemishes, whether on the face, the hands, or on the feet, are not allowing the person to go up and duchen is because everybody is going to look at them. However, Ubidosh, if he's familiar to them already, if he's a regular in the city, lo yistaklebo, they're not going to pay him second glance. Ki eino chidush beinem, it's not an unusual thing in their eyes, and therefore he can go up and duchen. Isa b'shas, the Gemara brings down the fochayach, lo yisos kap of a person who has garments that are torn. He shouldn't go up in duchen. The gnayhu letzibur, because that's embarrassing for the tzibur. It's a denigration of the tzibur. What is this pocheach? Umau pocheach? This has already been explained in the Shulchan Aruch earlier on. Ayin Shom, look over there, which I already brought down, and it's brought down over here as well in Dishu Futun of 120, that the Mishnah Berurah says that somebody whose clothing is torn by the arms and his shoulders are bared. Mishnah Berurah continues and he writes, "Kosa the prichodosh, the holy miyayim lo yisus kapa. A person who has intestinal illness should also not go and duchen. Or mekom makom near the tov sheyetzei kodem tzei. And likewise, this person should also leave before it says, so he shouldn't be casting any aspersions on his lineage." Dirshu footnote number 121 brings down from the lekan akemach shemachmas machalo any yochol amin esatzmo lifanos olafiach bezmanis yiskapaim. If because of some sort of an illness over here, he can't prevent himself from passing wind, passing gas, having flatus during the Nesias Kapayim, then he shouldn't go up in Duchen. He's considered an onus in this situation. Mishnah Berurah in Sivkot and Kuf Yud Beis commenting on the Mechaber who wrote that if he goes occasionally to another city, then that's not considered that he's well known to the other city. The Lo Regili Inshi Liso V'Litein Imo V'Ena Murgolim B'Mumo, that the people in this other city, even though he did this for 30 days, he's not a regular dweller there, so they won't be so familiar with him, and they'll be astonished or interested in looking at his mumim, and it will destroy his concentration, those people's concentrations during the duchening. Tishu footnote number 122 brings down v'nimtzo beveis knesses acher b'yosuir. Let's say in his city, in his shul, he's well known, but only in his shul. He's not known in the other shuls. So can he only duchen in his shul and not in the other shuls? So the Sfasemis brings down he can duchen even in the other shuls, even though he doesn't normally daven there, because once we give him the permission in his city to go and duchen, then he's allowed to go and duchen in other shuls as well. This is something that's not shliach, and the rabbis didn't make a gzera for something that's not shliach. Mishnah Berurah then says, also look in the Bir Halacha. And if you look in the Bir Halacha, Dibra Maschil Holech Biakroi, he writes, look in the Mishnah Berurah, as we just said, Ain in the Morgan Avram, Shevi Das Habach Shecholik Bezeh, that the Bach disagrees with that which we just brought down in the Mishnah Berurah. And he says the Levush and the Olas Tom and the Prichadosh and the Shara Achronim all agreed, however, with what we explained in the Mishnah Berurah on the Shulchan Aruch. And the Chayyadim has sort of a pshara between these two. He's the Dea Machriya Benayim. He says, Im Hayobeves HaKnesses B'Shor Shekorim Kohanim, if he's there at the time that the Kohanim are being called up and he moved his legs by Ritzei, so then he should go up and duchen in this situation. Sivkot and Kuf Yud Gimel, the Mishnah Berurah writes, then if a person is going to another town for a longer period of time, then after 30 days, he's considered a regular over there because he's planning on living there for a half a year or a year. The Kivun Sha'al Koponim Baldishtakea Shamliya Zuzman, the Mishnah Berurah explains, since he's going there to live for a certain period of time that's longer than 30 days, Regilim Lisa V'Litinim, he's going to get very comfortable with all of the people in the town, V'Hurgulu B'Mumo B'Shoshim Yom, and it will take only 30 days for them to become accustomed to looking at him, that he won't be a distraction to them when the duchening is going on. Now we go to Simin Lamed Aleph. Mechaber writes, Im Minhag HaMokom L'Shal Shal HaKohanim Talis Al Pneim, if the minhag in the place is that the Kohanim put their talis over their heads, Afilu Yesh B'Fonav V'Yodav Kam Mumim, and then his hands and his head will be covered by his talis. So even if he has Mumim over there, nobody's going to be able to see them. Yisos Kapav. The Mechaber says he's allowed to go Duchen. The Ramah, however, comments, Hagot the Davka Im Hayu Yodav Bifnim Min HaTalis. That's only if he keeps his hands underneath the talis. But as we already discussed previously, if the custom is that he keeps his hands outside the talis, and the talis is only covering his hands and his upper arms, Aval Pein Bachutz, but his hands are outside the talis, so the people theoretically could see them, Lo Mahani HaTalis Liyodav, then the talis won't help for any movement on his hands, and he would not be allowed to duchen. The Mishnah Berurah over here, and Sivkot and Kuf Yud Dalet writes, Doha ein yecholim listakoben, if the talis is covering up his hands, nobody ought to see them or his face, and therefore those mumim aren't going to be a concern. However, he brings down the ein hamino kein, but if the custom is not to keep the talis over their heads or over their hands, Rakshu wrote, Selassos came ibne hamum shabo, but this guy says, listen, this is a smart idea. I'll cover up my blemishes, and in this way, I won't be a distraction. Then it's also for him to go up there and duchen. Va'afilu rotzim kol ha'kohanim lasos kamo. If all the other kohanim feel bad for him and say, listen, if he has this mum, he won't be able to go up and duchen, so we don't normally put our talis over our face, but everybody go put the talis over the face, and now he won't stand out. That's not right, the Mishnah Berurah says. In order, even if they do this, kadesh lo yeh bo shino mishar kohanim, afilu hochi also. Even though they're doing this for a very good reason, they're doing this out of the goodness of their hearts to allow them to go up and duchen, you're not allowed to do that. Because now everybody's going to be looking, why the Kohanim are covering up their heads? What's going on? Something interesting? And they're going to lose their concentration. Sivkot and Kuf Tezvav, the Mishnah Berurah explains that when the Mechaber said, if the Minhag give the Kohanim is to go and put their talus over the hands, that's okay, as long as the hands are inside underneath the talus. Mishbur explains, if the Kohanim's hands are out, but the Seaboard has their heads covered with a talus, you might have thought that that's also good. The Mishnah Berurah says it's not. Because if they know, hey, that guy does have an interesting hand, something unusual, they may peek, and therefore that's a problem. If the coin covers it up, there's no way they can peek even if they want to. But here, since there's the possibility that they could look at it, so the Mishnah Berurah says, we don't allow this. And likewise, he also adds, there also are younger boys who aren't yet married, teenagers amongst most Ashkenazim don't wear a talis, so what are they going to do? So therefore, they don't have an eitz in that situation for the Kohen to go and duchen. The issue footnote 124 brings down, however, that even if the Kohen doesn't normally wear a talis, but he wears a talis over here, so then that would be acceptable. If by wearing that talis, it covers up his blemishes. Sivkot and Kuf Tezayin, Liyodov, Avolamumim Shibafanav Mahani. Mishbur is explaining over here that while the hands are outside the talis won't work for the hands, the talis will work for the face that it does cover up. Simin Lamed Beis, Hayu Yodav Tzuas, Istis Upua, if the hands were somehow discolored with some sort of a dye, the Ramo explains it, Istis Upua, Pirish, Minetzvayim, some sort of dyes, so then the Mechaber continues, Lol Yisos, Kapa, Vipnei Shom, Mistachim, and then the person who has these dyes on his hand is not allowed to duchen because everybody's going to be staring at his hands. However, he says, Vimrova, Yir, Melachton, Bekach, if many people in the city, the majority of the people in the city, their Melacha is painting, so they all have these dyes or paint on their hands, then Yisos, Kapa, the Kohen can duchen here, the likewise, if everybody's familiar with him, he would be also allowed to duchen in this situation. Mishnah Berurah explains in Siv Cotton Kufyud Zayin, Ubimokum Shinagu Akon Lashaush Latalis Alpnev Yidem Bifnim Minatalis. Likewise, we just said before, if the Kohanim in this place cover their faces and their hands with a talis, so then also no se kapav, even though he has paint on his hands, the Chain Nir Lael, as we have already explained in the previous Sif. Siv Cotton Kufyud Ches, Malachton Mekach, if the people are painters, they are workers with dyes, so then Umayre Kisha'enu Dosh Biro. This would be true even if he was not well known in the city. The Bidosh Biumnos was the Biro because he's well known for being a painter. Afilu Einan Sheyah Malachton Mekach, this would be true even if the people in the city were not mostly painters, Gamkin Mutter would also be permissible. And this is brought down in the name of the Beis Yosef, the Lavush, the Prichodosh, Shari Achronim. And some even have the Mechaber himself in the older editions saying this. Sif Lama Gimel, the Mechaber writes, Bishenu Yodea Lach Tochos Yos. If somebody has difficulty pronouncing certain letters, Kigon, for example, Sha'omer La'alfin Ainin, he pronounces an Aleph like an Ayin, Ula Ainin, an Ayin, Alfin, like an Aleph, Uchayotzi, was there or any other similar mistake, Lo Yisos Kapo, such a person, because he's been calling out the names of the Psukim, and it's going to sound funny, so again, it's going to distract people, so he shouldn't duchen if he can't pronounce each word the way it's supposed to be pronounced, each letter the way it's supposed to be pronounced. The Mishnah Berurah in Sivkot and Kufyud Tes writes, B'wadin Mishu Kvad Pel Kvad Loshun. This same thing would be true if a person has difficulty speaking. He stutters, or he has difficulty expressing the words out of his mouth, so the same thing would apply over here, based upon the Rambam. The issue footnote of 126 does bring down that if he is able to pronounce it, albeit it takes him a little bit of time, he does it slowly, so then it would be good. He would be able to go up and duchen. Sivkot and Kuchav, if he pronounces the Aleph like an iron, or iron like an Aleph, what they mishakori l'ches and hay, and the same thing would apply if somebody pronounces a ches like a hay, or vice versa, o shakori l'shiboles siboles, if he mispronounces the shin and the sin, all of these types of mistakes would say that person can't go in duchen because it's going to distract people. However, v'im kobnei iro korinkach, if everybody pronounces the words in that city like that, mutalisa kapayim shom b'yosu mokum, he would be allowed to duchen in that place. Umitam ze kosu achorim, therefore the achorim say, divizmanenu nowadays, shirov ne'amenu en yodim la. Certainly most Ashkenazim, we don't make a distinction between an ayin and an aleph, albeit the true Svaradim do. So therefore, amongst Ashkenazim, a person who doesn't know how to differentiate between the ayin and the aleph amongst the Ashkenazim certainly could go and duchen. Furthermore, the Medinas Rusya Shirgilan Habiliko Shibolas Sibolas, especially in parts of Russia where people used to pronounce the Shibolas and Sibolas the same way. After Chlal Anshe Medina Yodim Hefresh Ben Shin Yimonis the smallest, even though most other people can differentiate between the Shin and the Sin, Mekomoko Muto Lisa Kapo, such a person could in fact duchen. The issue footnote number 127 brings down from Shlomo Zalman that nowadays when there's so many different people mixed all together, these dinam of don't apply. As long as the person is Dosh Biro, he's familiar and known to everybody there. And this would be especially true if he's the only coin present. We'll conclude quickly with a Ber Hetev Sivkot Nunhei, who says, Afal Gav Shlomo Tzinu Ayin B'Birchas Kohanim. He says, there is no letter Ayin in Birchas Kohanim, so how can you say that he mispronounces an Ayin as an Aleph? He brings down an explanation for the Mogen of Rome in the name of Marshal, and he writes, Flo Evanti, I don't understand it. One last point, the issue footnote 127 brings down that the Chazit should try, ideally, to say the same dialect of pronunciation, i.e. Ashkenaz for Ashkenazi Kohanim, or Sfarad for Sfaradi Kohanim, in the terms of proper pronunciation, but B'di'evit in Lahak B'dal Kach. That concludes today's shir.